Hi.
Good evening. Good
Good
morning.
afternoon.
Good afternoon. Ah, you beat me to it, man.
I broke you.
Not yet. Not yet. But you're on a very good path. Dude,
Hell
how
yeah.
are you?
Doing amazing yourself.
Amazing. Doing amazing. That's a pretty bold statement, but I like it. I like it.
It's almost Friday. It's our podcast evening. I mean, hanging out with you. It's pretty nice, but there's one thing missing.
What? Who?
The music.
The music. Oh, give me a second. Let's go with this one.
Okay.
Noticed a glitch last time when we were listening to, when we had the music in the background, our voices seemed they seemed distorted.
It's our 31st episode. Don't be nitpicky about it. We'll be worrying at the 100.
Okay,
Okay,
makes sense.
so our dear listeners, today we're gonna be discussing Binance being hacked. Okay, Gasper, go ahead.
What? Binance being what? Binance being hacked?
I know we have an account on Binance. I know we have our funds there. I know we made a whole episode about it, but yeah.
And we also disclose that we don't have any money on that account. Well, we
We
had some
do, we
money, but.
do. We do. One fourth, one third, one fourth, one third.
One fourth, yeah, one fourth. Apologies to all the listeners and viewers. My English is broken today, since I've been working a 12-hour shift and my brain is fried. So if I
No.
make some mistakes, that's it.
You're
And
completely fine, Gasper.
don't take it as a lifestyle advice. This is not a
Don't.
lifestyle advice.
You're completely fine, and your English is more than perfect. So don't stress about it. And our viewers love you. We have a 100% like rate on our video. So,
100% like it. Oh, I feel better now.
yeah, that's it. So today we're going to be discussing two topics. One is what happened with the Binance hack, and two is are your and our funds safe in all of this story?
I mean,
What a
safe. We invested in crypto. Nothing is safe. Nothing is certain.
We could have lost 100%, not just 95% of it, right? It's a difference. So,
Oh, this totally encapsulates the whole investment in crypto. You could have lost everything, but you only lost 90%.
for everyone else, I would like you to stay tuned until the end of the episode for all the juicy details. We're also going to log in, into our Binance account. And this is the Binance account in which we invested $1,100, so $1,100 in one of our previous episodes, and we were betting on it where with it will go in a few years. So the first question is, what the hell happened? So on October 6th, which is roughly two weeks ago, maybe a day more or less,
2 weeks.
Binance Cronchain Bridge was hacked. So the bridge is called BSC Token Hub, and it allowed an attacker to steal over $2 million worth 2 million worth of BNB tokens. So the number of BNB tokens was 2 million, and we're gonna go into more details soon. If you're wondering what a BNB token is, it's the Binance token. It's native token. So if you're a member of Binance, you can buy their token as well. The Binance issues this token, and it trades with the BNB symbol. I know it's kind of confusing since it's called Binance Coin, but the shorthand it is it's BNB. The hackers basically hacked the Binance native token itself. So the interesting fact is that the price of the BNB token took a hit. It was down around 3.5 percent over the past 24 hours after the event.
Okay, it is
So,
some.
Gashford,
Not too much, but still some. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question for you. Do you know who's the hacker?
Well, I cannot say directly, but this is my last podcast and I'm flying to the New York. So you can take a wild guess. No, I have no idea. What I know is what I've read on the internet, which is a reliable source of truth, as always. But apparently somebody convinced the Binance Bridge to send out like a million of BNB tokens, and it worked. And the hacker was so happy with the result that he actually minted another million of tokens and sent them to the address that he or she controlled. So I saw some responses.
Basically, he tested out a million and then he did another million.
Do you remember how we sent funds to our account? We sent like $2, something like that, just to test if we have everything just right. And then we said send everything else. So yeah, okay. He kind of tested it with 1 million and he was like, let's do another one. On that note, why didn't he do like 10 million?
Exactly, that was my same thought, but I didn't want to keep interrupting you. But yeah, maybe he just didn't want to approach the limit.
Yo, hacker, reach out. I can help you with this. It's easy. Maybe he thought that nobody would notice. I mean, what's a million of BNB tokens? Well, actually, we know. Because 2 million BNB tokens is roughly $570 million?
Yeah, somewhere around that range.
That buys a lot of pizza. I saw some Twitter posts right after the breach. I know that the BNB chain assured the community that all funds are safe. Apparently, the BNB tokens that were stolen were not pre-existing tokens, but were created by the attacker, meaning that they were created out of thin air. Sounds good, right? Basically, somebody just printed money.
It sounds like the US government.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I saw some Twitter threads. The Binance tried to control the situation. I think that they stopped all the transactions for some time and they conducted a hard fork to remedy some of the damage. And they managed to freeze like $7 million in funds after pushing an update. So they saved some of the money. However, the hacker still managed to move around 100 million to other chains. But apparently they didn't have all 570 million to themselves. So let's say 100 million in losses as a result of the bug in the cross-chain bridge.
It could be worse. So to recap, the attacker managed to steal 2 million BNB tokens. They were worth approximately 570 million. Out of those 7 million, out of those 7 million was token frozen, I guess, by the Binance chain. And out of that, the fourth thing was that Binance created a hard fork and managed to freeze most of the other assets that the hacker utilized, which in retrospect means the hacker only got 100 million. Not bad.
We don't support. You just recapped my short version of the events.
Okay, so this is the TLDR. But in retrospect, the hacker, yeah, he should have gone from the 1 to 10 million ratio. So first 1 million and then 10 million.
If he was planning to take out 20%, go for a billion.
And just, you mentioned that this was a result of a cross-chain bridge bug.
So, I read that. I have no idea what it is. Help me out.
Okay, so let's align with everyone else. And this is the cross-chain bridge, which was the loophole that allowed the hacker to print basically out of thin air the BNB tokens, which you mentioned. And a bridge is nothing more than a protocol that lets a user port digital assets from one blockchain to another. So this is similar to what I would be like sending BNB tokens to your, I don't know, Ethereum or Matic or some other chain you have. And more specifically, this is a bridge between the BNB beacon chain, called also the BEP2, and the BNB chain, which is also called the BEP 2.0 or BST, more commonly known today. So after all of this news, I would like to challenge you if we can log into our Binance account and check our portfolio or if everything seems all right. Are we missing anything? I know we're missing one fourth of our assets since we invested in crypto, but I'm just interested.
Oh, nothing is okay. We're missing like $900. But yeah, sure.
This is not the result of the hack, right? Right?
Hopefully not. Maybe. Just think about it. Only 20% of the funds were stolen. Where's the other 80? Maybe it's in our account.
Huh? So last time we talked about our investment, which was in our previous episode, number 30, was that our investment went from $1,100 from investing like in November, December, January, which was basically the peak of the crypto market. And we had $362. So if that's not there, we are supposed to file our insurance policy at this stage.
And if it is there and there are additional funds, I can buy myself a sexy light so I can have a blue and pink background like you do.
But yeah, sure. From our money, honey, I'll yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'm logging in. Binance has an insane.
No, I'm just waiting for you to say I've forgotten my password.
No, it's in a password manager.
Okay. Thank you, we lost Gashman. He completely froze on his camera.
Nope.
And he's back. For
me. You froze for me, so I thought that I had to carry the entire episode on my shoulders. Now I'm interested what's going to be, what the final result will be. Who froze in real life?
Okay, so
write in the comments. Write in the comments below.
Who froze? Oh, damn.
Okay, so yeah, I am logging into Binance. They have an insane security procedure. You have to input a password. You have to input the two-factor authentication, the code from a message that I got on my phone, and I need to copy the last item. That's the code from my email. Give me a sec. Copy and log in. And now I can share my screen. See? There's nothing.
It works. There's nothing. No.
Let's go to the wallets, okay. Overview, fiat and spot.
So okay. At the top, I see $352, which means we are not exactly $10 less than previous week. So yeah.
This episode cost us time and money.
But at least we get to hang out with each other, right? Right?
Right. And we can check our beautiful portfolio. We've got Uni, we've got Link, we've got Bitcoin, we've got Ethereum, we've got Polkadot, we've got Lina, we've got... What the hell is this? ETHW?
Oh, yeah.
Not familiar with this one. Okay, 28 this, cents. Nothing. What's this?
This is really an interesting one. So for everyone that had Ethereum and not staked in their exchange like Binance. So Ethereum recently in September managed to move from proof of work to proof of stake. So that means that would require definitely a new episode. And so the current Ethereum we have on the top, which is ETH, is the one on proof of stake. And so for everyone that had Ethereum on proof of stake, they received the same amount of ETHW below, which is still running on proof of work. So if you had like 10, 1 or 0.1 Ethereum, you're supposed to get Ethereum 2.0. It's the same one. So this will not change for you. And the new one, which is basically the old one, so proof of work, will be ETHW, and it's currently worth around $6, the other currency.
We've got 0.0414585 of Ethereum, let's say 2.0, and the same amount of ETHW, which is worth exactly 28 and a half cents.
Yes. So if you had like one ETHW, you would have around $6. So ETHW vision is that the proof of stake, which is the new way of how Ethereum works, is the wrong path, and that the ETH is the wrong way to go and the ETHW is the correct way to go. So ETHW is the proof of work and the ETH is the proof of stake. So they all, each to their own, chose their own path. What's interesting is that Ethereum, as you mentioned in our previous episode, now takes less than 99.5% of
the energy consumption is way lower. People, check the last episode. It's quite amazing.
Yeah. Oh, and this new token you received... Oh, what?
No, continue.
And this token you received in... that's really worth basically nothing. That we received, sorry. We received. We own nothing. Is just... a way of some developers not agreeing and the community not agreeing that the proof of stake is the right way to go. Sorry, I rambled on there for some time.
Not at all. Useful information all around, so thank you for that. I had some bad news. I still have some bad news. We said that we're going to aim for this episode to be between 5 and 9 minutes long. We failed. We failed miserably. But hey, it's our show. We can do whatever we want. We could just stare at the camera for the next hour and a half and... call it an episode.
Okay. On that note, I'm just gonna say I'm gonna be happy when our portfolio grows from 52 bucks all the way to 5k. And until then, I'd really like to ask everyone that's been following us and all of our 102 subscribers to either like the video, share it, or for the new viewers to subscribe.
Or donate. No, just joking. I mean, if you want, we're here, we're available. Tag us in the comments. People, we love you. Have a good one.
Love you.
Ciao.